U.S. Special Envoy James Baker said today that France and the United States agreed on the need to reduce Iraq's massive foreign debt. The announcement marks a first victory for Mr. Baker, who is on a three-nation effort to reduce Baghdad's debt. Mr. Baker's statements came just after a meeting between the former U.S. Secretary of State and French President Jacques Chirac at the Élysée Presidential Palace in Paris. Mr. Baker said France and the United States agreed it was important to slash the $40 billion Baghdad owes to the 19 so-called Paris Club creditor nations, ideally by the end of next year.
I got an extraordinarily warm and friendly reception here, as I always have when I've come here. And as I think you would gather from what I just told you about the views of the French government and the United States government, that we want to do what we can to reduce the oppressive debt burden on the Iraqi people so that they can enjoy freedom and prosperity.
The day before, French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin announced France would work with the Paris Club to get part of the Iraqi debt canceled. The French government's help marks a promising beginning to Mr. Baker's trip to France, Germany, and Russia to persuade these nations to forgive part of Iraq's debt. The three countries headed international opposition to the war in Iraq and count among Iraq's biggest creditors. Altogether, Iraq owes about $120 billion to foreign countries, including $80 billion to Arab and other nations outside the Paris Club. On Tuesday, Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Yuri Fedotov was quoted as saying his country would consider restructuring Iraq's debt. And the German Foreign Ministry referred reporters to an interview given last month by Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, in which the German leader suggested Berlin, too, might partially forgive the Iraqi debt. The news appears to mark a new warming in transatlantic relations after months of sparring over Iraq's war and reconstruction. A Tuesday visit to Paris by members of Iraq's governing council bolsters this perception. The head of the council, Abdelaziz Al-Hakim, praised France for, in his words, having always been at the side of the Iraqi people. French newspapers also offered upbeat reports of a meeting between the Iraqi delegation and French business leaders. Despite a Pentagon ban on France and other non-war allies from bidding for Iraqi contracts, Baghdad's delegation noted that French businesses could subcontract for lucrative deals and bid for those using non-U.S. funds. Mr. Al-Hakim was even quoted in French newspapers as urging French businessmen to come to Iraq and work. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.